The downhill. The dick sign's kicking in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is 3-8 Combo Podcast. I'm here with Tam and Andy. It's a miracle.
it's a miracle.
Four times
the
a year.
Steam summer sale.
Four times a year.
Yeah, but there's only one that's like...
See, the winter sale was always the big the one for me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. But yeah, the summer sale's the big... The internet loves the summer sale
the summer
most.
Sale is usually the longest with the biggest deals.
Yeah.
The other sales are good, don't get me wrong.
I seem to buy the most from winter. But
the summer sale is like the holy grail.
Did you watch the video I sent you this week? It was the fucking Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I did see that.
That's the best one I've seen so far.
I saw a video, it was from American Beauty, where like Kevin Spacey's like, I feel like I've woken up for the first time in 20 years. And it cuts to that scene. I don't really know the movie that well, but where that woman's laying there and there's like rose petals falling on her. Okay. Over her head is Gabe's face. And instead of rose petals, it's like discount, like 75, 80% discounts falling on him.
Oh, God, the internet's just so good when it comes to Steam sales.
I saw one today that was a... it was an Under the Sea parody, but it was on the PC.
Oh, that's a good one.
It was the entire song where it's saying that PC gaming is awesome and consoles suck. It says some naughty words, though.
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Well, we can't play that here.
I had to wash my phone's out. My phone's ears out.
Is it still working after that?
No.
No.
Scrubbing the shit out of it.
I'm You're like, dirty. You're dirty. A dirty phone. Are you
ready for a miracle? Miracles at me. So what have you guys bought?
So funny enough that
I'm just including you in this. Tab.
I appreciate it.
So funny enough, I've bought two games for myself.
All right.
Neither of them were on sale.
Oh, what'd you buy?
I bought the Final Fantasy X-2 remaster.
Didn't they have a franchise sale? Because I bought Final Fantasy VIII on sale.
The 10 and 10-2 were
on
sale.
Oh, they weren't? Shitty.
Believe me, I looked. Because that's been on my wish list for a few months. And then I bought, I pre-ordered the Civ 6 Digital Deluxe.
Nice. What comes with it?
It comes with like the soundtrack and the season pass.
Oh, that's worth it.
And I think for an extra $20? That a season pass for Civ 5 is totally worth it.
Yeah, season pass, dude. Especially with what 5 had for DLC. So.
Yeah, if 6 has anywhere close to what 5 had,
yeah.
I'm getting out of that real cheap.
Yeah, $20 is good.
Yeah.
I feel like I paid $20 for Fallout 4s, and I feel like that was a good chunk. For all the DLC that's came out and has come out, that Nuka World is supposed to be gigantic, I guess.
The only ones that, I don't know, I kind of feel gypped for the season pass.
The workshop ones.
Yeah, because it's just like, all right.
Get some more stuff.
This is fun.
I've been going through, last night I booted up Fallout 4 finally, and I started going through all like the content crap. And I'm turning my, I'm turning the Sunshine drive-in, or Starlight, or whatever the hell it is, the drive-in into my, that's going to be my vault when that DLC comes out.
Oh, so I'm forgot prepping, about
vault. I'm prepping it. Because, yeah, that's going to be
I
my vault.
I got the 3 new achievements, so I've plat the game again. So I bought those two games, and then as a gift, I bought on sale Shovel Knight.
Oh, nice.
And then I bought, it was fucking stupid, but like there's a Civ 5 bundle right now that's Civ 5, the two expansions, and like all the DLC for like $8.
Yeah.
And that's super cheap. But you can't gift that bundle for some reason.
Oh, yeah, you can't gift Counter-Strike right now.
Yeah. So... I gifted that to someone to play Civ 5, but I had to, like, do them individually.
Ah.
So like the game and then the two expansions, and then I didn't put all the DLC, but I put the DLC that like actually the changes the changes the multiplayer game. Mm, so right. The one that added civs and the one that added some wonders. And it definitely ended up being more expensive.
Oh, that sucks.
But did you get like, my game?
I did. What was that called? Under the
fucking what's under your blanket?
What's under your blanket, yeah.
Because I remember you buying Shower With Your Dad for me for my birthday. I was like, oh, what's a great game like this?
Yeah. And
yeah. It was awesome.
Shower With Your Dad's a really funny game.
I bought that too, again, for somebody.
It's just so fun.
It was 69 cents.
That's what what's under your blanket was, 69. I was like, even better.
Nice. And actually, you know what I bought is a lot of trading cards because I was crafting badges.
I have so many trading cards that I should turn into badges. Yeah. I don't understand it.
You just go to your badges and click on a game and then see what cards you're missing. And then you can like search the market or trade for them.
Oh, all
right. And then once you have the full set, it'll just be right at the top of the page. It'll say craft badge.
Oh, okay. I wondered what that button's. So I must have some sets then. Probably. Yeah, I've been looking at that button. I'm like, I don't know what you do.
It probably crafts the badge.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't. I don't know what a badge.
It removes the cards and gives you a badge, and then it gives you experience for your Steam level, which can occasionally give you different things. Like your Steam level actually dictates how many friend slots you have.
Oh, that's random.
Yeah, you get like 5 slots for every level though. And I'm like level 23, so I don't think I'm going to max that out.
I got the badge for having it since Steam started.
Really?
Because Half-Life 2 was like the official relaunch of Steam, so that's when I got Steam. So yeah, I got a badge for that. I was like, ah!
Nice. And then you also get like a background for your profile page.
Ooh,
and that's kinda cool. And an emoticon. Yeah.
Oh!
Oh! which those are tradable too, the emoticons.
That's random. Yeah. All right. Let's see. I've got 7 days to die.
That sucks.
Yeah. It's like basically zombie Minecraft. Mm. And then I got Space Engineers, which I've always seen so much stuff on the internet about, and it was $8. I was like, I can do that.
Well, you know what? I was gifted City Skylines.
Nice. It's basically what SimCity should have been.
Ah, okay.
That's why it's so good.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
And all the Steam Workshop stuff's amazing, too, so.
Yeah. I was gifted some other. You know what? Maybe I should just pull up my Steam.
Yeah. And then I got 7 Days to Die, Final Fantasy VIII.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's my personal favorite.
Oh,
is 8.
My God. Oh, we're going to debate.
I mean, I'll definitely say 7 in my opinion.
I've never done this before, but there we go. Just turn you all the way down there. Okay, I'll turn you back up.
Oh, that's so mean. No! Then people are just hearing me, like, far away.
Yeah, they're just hearing
Final Fantasy VIII's really awesome.
But yeah, 7 I still think's, like, it pushed the series into, like, the upper tiers of good games. But 8's my personal favorite.
Yeah, it was like, okay. 7 was like 4 steps forward.
Yeah.
And 8 was like 2 steps back.
No, it wasn't. It did not go back. It was like a step forward. It wasn't anything revolutionary.
And then Final Fantasy 9 was 3 steps forward. And then Final Fantasy 10 was 2 really whiny steps forward.
The thing that sold me on 10 when it first came out was talking.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck yes! So much talking and not so much reading anymore.
And then in my opinion, 10-2... unfortunately, gave them that last step forward to where they fell off a cliff.
Yeah, 12 was horrible.
I did not like 10-2. I did not like 12. Apparently, people liked 11, the MMO.
Yeah, it had a huge problem.
13, and it's
fucking god
different
awful.
Iterations of just shit.
Lightning returns. Lightning comes back.
And then what's funny is 14 sucked, and then they...
Like, relaunched?
They relaunched it, and people really liked it.
Yeah, now it's, like, super legit. And yeah. 15, I got so burnt by 13 that I'm just super weary on 15.
Yeah, I got so burnt by... It was 10-2. I'm like, this is nothing like Final Fantasy X, and this sucks. And then...
What?
I was...
Final Fantasy X-2? Where you get to change your clothes and that, yeah. That affects
was that
what
the
you
first
are?
like oh it's all chicks in this one
uh-huh.
Was that the first one because yeah. I know they did that with 12.
All right,
Matt did that with 12 all chicks.
No, like, they had, like, didn't they do, like, a 12, 13-2 was the like, lightning and all.
Yeah, what I didn't like about 10-2, first of all, just wasn't fucking cool. Second of all, maybe I would feel different now, but at that age, when I was playing it, playing a group of three girls wasn't really that exciting to me.
Who's the dark-haired chick in 10-2?
Pain.
Pain?
Yeah.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill. Go.
Oh, God. Okay. Okay. Fuck Pain, marry Riku, and kill Yuna.
See, I'd marry Yuna, fuck Riku for sure, and Pain, fuck off.
See, dead. I'd keep Riku dead. Around, so I guess I'd marry her, because, you know, you get some crazy shit eventually. Probably bang Pain and then kill Yuna.
Yeah, see, we're on the same page here.
Her character did, like, I thought Riku was a way better character than Yuna in the 10s, so that's how I feel, yeah.
I don't know, I feel like when I come home from a long day of grinding. Monster slaying, I feel like Yuna would be more helpful, you know?
Yeah, but see,
Riku would be like, hey, dude, let's go out and party, and I'd be like, God, you know... But see, I was just grinding like, all day. I was 12 hours just pressing, just mashing A over and over and over again. I don't want to, no. I mean, you look hot as fuck in that bikini. Don't get me wrong. God damn it.
I think showing a little tum-tum. Like, you know, it would be awesome for the first couple years. And then after like 4 years, you'd be like, don't talk anymore.
You know, yeah, I might be thinking too much of like Final Fantasy X, you know? Where her whole thing's like, I just want to help people. I'm just not good enough. I'm like, all right, look, I can't.
You're dragging down on me, babe.
Because 10-2, she's like a pop star, right?
Yeah.
She like sings and shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that means she likes microphones near her face. You know what that means?
She's
anybody who speaks like into a microphone at least an hour a week likes to suck dick. Fellas.
You don't know shit! Fellas. You don't know me!
No, but I can relate to you. I don't know you, but I know how you feel.
You know what sucks about the 10-10-2 remaster on PC?
What?
Is it? You know, sometimes when they port a game to PC, it's like trying to shove a round peg into a square hole.
Yeah. Yes.
Boy, they hydraulic pressed this peg through that hole. Yeah. First of all, even though my computer... I've been playing on my laptop. I should probably just play it on my desktop here. But my laptop beats the maximum the recommended requirements easily. Like, no problem. I cannot play the game on high or medium graphics. It just keeps crashing.
Yeah, just play it on this guy.
It'll crash or the frame rate will be like 2.
I got a mod, because I guess the music in the Final Fantasy VIII is MIDI music.
Mm-hmm.
So I got a mod that gives it the PlayStation 1, like, 5.1 surround sound music.
Yeah.
And then I got a graphics mod for it.
10-2 offered like original or arranged music, so I think they redid all the music.
Oh, that's nice.
So I selected that. Another problem is when you plug in a 360 controller, the fucking buttons are just like, they map the buttons by like taking them and just like throwing them at a wall.
Can you remap them?
Yeah, you can, but it's just, it's so weird still. Like, because it's not like B and A are wrong. It's like when you press B, the game registers it as X. So like B is X, and then...
Oh, so they just took the Sony control scheme and just threw it on the 360 controller.
Well, and it's not even like that. Like left or right thumbstick is start. Yeah. So
what?
So I was...
What?
Yeah.
Those damn Asians.
It's so weird. And people are like, oh, use Joy to key or stuff like that. I'm like, those programs are pain in the ass. So, but I was able to map them out. So it looks really weird in the control scheme. But I actually wrote down what equals what.
Oh, that's not bad.
So like, but that doesn't change the on-screen prompt. So like if something's telling me to hit B and... B was mapped as X. I have to hit X. So it's weird. It's gonna be livable. I think I can live with it.
But it's just going to ruin every other gaming experience you have to use a 360 controller.
But what?
Yeah, you're going to get that mapped in your mind when you go back to play.
What sucks is the worst part about it is because I could map this out like 100% how it should be and then just kind of learn the on-screen prompts, really. But it will not register my triggers.
So, I'm sorry, your what?
My triggers.
Oh.
Trigger! So, which is fine. I switched them with clicking in the thumbsticks. That makes sense. Because those weren't mapped anywhere.
That's cool. That's smart.
Because those are, like, digital, and the ones on the PS2 were, like, analogs. That's...
The 360 triggers are analog.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't remember, because aren't the PS3s then digital?
I think
one of them lasts.
I think all the triggers are analog. All
right, then it must be this generation that they were digital.
I don't even know if even this generation they're digital. Because analog, the reason they're analog is because, like in say, like in racing games, you can put different amount of pressure on them.
Yeah, and I've noticed
and speed
that
up and down.
When the 4 was coming out, some developer was talking about that they don't have the pressure anymore.
Really?
So they were like, "We got to figure out a way to like work around that."
Yeah.
Let's see if I can find it.
Because like if they were. I guess if they were digital and didn't figure out a solution, you know, then they would just be off or on. It'd be full speed or no speed.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Go full or go no.
That's
here
how
in
that
the street.
Phrase goes.
Yeah.
You want to know what a...
If you can't stand the kitchen, get your balls out of the heat.
Get your balls away from that knife. I didn't buy any Steam games because I'm not a... PC savage. I'm a civilized console player.
Excuse me.
You're excused.
You are
you can go home and stay home.
I am home.
Rethink your life.
Man, summer sale rules. Summer sale rules when it goes right over my birthday.
I haven't looked today.
And Tam's birthday.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Happy birthday, Tam.
Yeah, happy birthday, Andy, whenever the fuck that is. Who cares? Yeah, is it the 26th?
No. And it doesn't matter.
That would be today.
No, it's August 3rd.
August 3rd?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's always August. Yeah, what a dumb day.
But the next day, Suicide Squad comes out.
I can't wait to beat off in the theater.
It's my birthday!
Just getting dragged out by the dick. It's my birthday.
Someone's touching it at least.
Yeah. It's my birthday.
You think I'm mad. I'm not even mad.
I'm just trying to jerk off to Killer Croc. Yeah.
This was my plan my whole time.
The longer you drag me, the closer I'm getting.
Oh, it's going to be a long walk up that aisle.
So, speaking of blowing money on
I heard you talk about blowing something else.
I blew a lot of fucking money, dude. I spent a lot of money this weekend.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give us a number before taxes.
How much I spent before taxes?
No, how much you made.
Oh, how much I made?
Yeah. What's your social security number?
I'll put it this way. I make a decent paycheck, and perfect. I got a bonus, too. So,
wonderful.
So... I got a solid paycheck, but there was a ton of shit I needed, so...
It was the PS4. It had digital buttons.
PS4 has digital buttons, yeah. So, alright. But no, so I bought those games on Steam, and then, like, I had to buy a bunch of shit at the store, and then I bought a bunch of shit on Amazon. Specifically...
Oh, that's so satisfying.
Specifically, a new handle for that door behind Andy.
Oh, really?
One that actually has a key to it, so that when little kids are here next weekend for the... 2nd of July party, they're not in here with all this fucking expensive electronics.
It's a good idea.
Yeah, because I've got, you know, my computer, 2 monitors, all the audio equipment, my mom's work computer, you know, it's just not... Kids need to stay the fuck out.
I agree.
So, I got that, and then, you know what I finally did? I never have clothes for, like, if like, a funeral pops up, or, like, a special occasion. Like, I have pants and I have ties, but I don't have a good shirt or shoes.
Did you get some shirt and shoes?
So I bought some shirt and shoes. Yeah.
Dapper as hell.
What color?
I bought a
burnt orange?
No, I bought a black one for funerals. Perfect. And I bought a turquoise one for everything else.
What shade of black?
Dark.
That's what I would have picked too.
And I got black shoes as well, but I got a gray tie.
Ooh,
that can go with just about anything.
That sounds schwanky.
Yeah, because I've got a bunch of ties, but like none of them go with anything. I've got like
blue polka dots.
Yeah. What I've got like a orange. Silver and black striped one that doesn't seem to go with anything. I got like a red knitted one that fucking doesn't fit. I got a purple one.
A purple tie?
Yeah, I got a purple.
How purple?
Tie.
Like a deep purple? Like a pimp purple?
Yeah.
Loving these pop filters.
Actually, I could totally see the mark I just made with that one.
Perfect.
Now, how about the... Wow, amazing podcast.
Tsunami. You guys want to get into gaming?
Or we just
talk about the Steam's tale all day.
That's a good idea, Tam. Let's get into gaming.
Sweet. Ravioli. Give me the gamioli.
Here we go.
This is gaming news on 3-Hit Combo.
Ravioli.
Just loves ravioli so much, dude.
We did kind of talk about this already. Fallout 4 Contraption Workshop is out.
I haven't found any contraptions yet, but I was mainly building building the mainstay for me.
I did not get too deep into it. I was just trying to get the Cheeves. The review here on Destructoid is a below average.
Every time I hear the word Cheeves, I think of chives, and then I think of onions, and I fucking love onions.
Dude, green onions.
I would say, honestly, I know I didn't get into it too much, but the Contraptions DLC is... It's really not that exciting.
No, I just... Oh, you could build... You could drop... I see you could drop teddy bears on someone's head. I guess someone already built, like, this a hilarious, like, mouse maze contraption for Preston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, to get the achievements, one, you have to display... a gun, armor, and power armor, which are real simple. You just get the displays, put them down. You interact with the armor and weapon display... With the weapon display, you just have to move the weapon over, and it'll display. The armor one, you move the armor over and then equip it to the display.
Oh.
And then the power armor one, you just exit your power armor like you would at a power armor station, and then hit the interaction button on the thing, and it just pops right into place and displays. So
that was one thing I wish they could have fixed, in, or maybe patch it in, that if you're standing in a... power armor station, you could like exit and craft at the same time instead of having to get out and craft.
Yeah. And then the other achievement that was easy was assign a settler to a pillory, which is those like old, how do I call it? Those like, are they medieval things where you have like your head and hands inside that wooden contraption with a lock? So,
who'd you put in?
It's just, some random dude.
All right.
Preston's mom.
And then finally, this one, I had such a hard time with this one, but it was, you have to create 100 items from your builders.
All right.
I don't know why. Okay, well, first of all. I was really stupid at first because I was trying to make kickballs. And I was loading them with plastic. You don't make kickballs from plastic. Make them from rubber. But even then, even when I did start loading them with rubber, I only got one of the builders to work.
Oh, really?
And they're real simple. There's nothing really difficult about them. So, but I did get one to work. And the problem is you can't leave your settlement and come back and get the achievement. So I had to hang around. Oh. So I was covered in balls by the time it was over, but I got the Cheeve.
Nice. I know what that feeling's like.
Bet you did.
I stayed in the kitchen, as we discovered in the earlier segment.
So, Contraption DLC is, you know, it exists.
It's there. You got more shit to build, yo. Yeah. I'm really excited for the vault. I think that's going to be... You can run your own vault experiments.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's going to be neat.
And,
probably going to make mine like a fire hazard or something.
Perfect.
On the heels of that, does Fallout 4 have the worst season pass in recent memory?
No, Batman.
Batman is
Arkham
right
Knights
up there.
DLC was fucking atrocious. I was so mad I paid $35 for that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the only thing that was worth it was the very last thing where they added in like little couple bad guy side stories, and that was it. Otherwise, it was horrible.
I'm sorry, dude.
That was okay. When they first talked about it, they made it sound like there was Batmobile like racing, and there was, but it wasn't like race with other people. That's what I was under the impression, that everybody would have different like Batmobiles and you could race those.
Yeah.
But no, I was...
It was racing against the clock.
Yeah, but no, yeah, it's just that timer. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah. I played Arkham Asylum, and I played Arkham City. I have a PS4 now. I could play Arkham Knight, but I just don't have, like, a true desire.
City's probably the best.
Yeah. City's thoroughly enjoyed how, like, linear Asylum was.
Yeah, and that's what I actually liked about Asylum was the linearness, but City was good. Are you ready for a miracle? All right.
All right, we'll move on. Sorry.
No, I was just playing that randomly. You can keep talking about whatever you want.
I don't know. I felt like I was more in like a comic book with Asylum than I did with City.
That makes sense. Asylum was such fan service, though. It was so satisfying.
It was great.
I am excited, though, for the Batman VR, because I've now like solidified my I'm going to get a VR.
That sounds so fantastic.
Yeah. Just solve crimes as Batman. Fuck yeah. I'm going to break so much shit in my apartment just swinging my arms around.
Where is he?
Where are you, Daniel?
Knocking glasses off the counter.
Cats trying to attack me. I'm just like, no!
Camilla is...
Selena, get away!
Camilla's on the couch Googling divorce process.
Babe, you gotta see this. It's fantastic. I got it. You, like, that's the downside about VR is you look so fucking stupid wearing yeah. those. But it's from all the, like, personal reviews I've read, I guess the VR headset's, like, pretty good.
Don't you have, like a room you're using for, like, storage or whatever?
Den. So I'll probably just have to move the PS4 into the den.
Yeah, I was gonna say just go in there and lock the door and be like, all right, I'm doing this on my own.
Nobody can get me.
Yeah.
Hang up your clothes.
No one come in here and look at me.
It is nice, though, because since my monitor is an HDMI, I can just grab the PS4 and just put it in there. And then since I just need it to go through the menus and then everything else is the headset. So
yeah.
That'll be nice.
Nice.
Agreed.
The
camera.
Capcom promises there are no QuickTime events in Resident Evil 7.
Yay.
Yay.
I played the little demo they released. It was scary, so I'm glad that Resident Evil...
It was spoopy.
Spoopy. So spoopy.
But I'm glad that they're going back to horror, because I did not like 5.
You know what's funny? 6. Is I was playing Resident Evil 5 with Brian, and he's like, we're going through this part where you're getting like arrows shot at you, and you can try and parry them with a knife.
Wait, wasn't there a trophy?
With a knife?
Yeah. Yeah,
you could block it with a knife.
You could block him with a knife. So you had to do like a knife attack real fast when the arrow was like right there. And so Brian does it a few times. He's like, all right, let's move on. This is friggin' impossible to get. And so I'm like, here, let me try. And I got it my first try. He's like, what the fuck? So he spent the next 15 minutes trying to get it because he didn't want to go like continue with me getting it on my first try.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was funny. We beat that whole game in one night.
Dang.
Sounds like a deep game.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it really was not. All right,
well.
I remember the last Resident Evil I played was Resident Evil 4 on the GameCube.
That's probably considered the best, honestly.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, see, I liked 1 through 3. I liked that style of gameplay.
I didn't like... what's the main character's name?
And 4? Like, Leon?
Yeah. Leon?
Yeah, they made him super emo in that one.
And I didn't like how much fucking coffee he had, because his hands wouldn't fucking stay still. For being like a trained guy, I don't want to point my gun like this, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Leon's weak. I thought the jailbait they gave him in that game was, I was just like, what you doing
jailbait?
Here, Nintendo?
Jailbait?
The president's daughter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah? The whole time, I was just like, some of the actions they did, I was like, what? What you doing here, Capcom?
Yeah. So, actually, I'm going to need this again because it's actually apropos. So, here we go. Are you
ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be.
Xbox One prices are getting slashed.
Nice.
All over the place after the announcement of their new consoles. You can get the Xbox One Kinect bundle for around $230 right
Whoa.
Now.
Whoa. What about the one without the Kinect?
That is a good question because it's not listed.
No!
But there's
Do you think the Scorpio's going to have Kinect? I bet it doesn't.
That's a good question. I think I think if they're moving to VR, they're probably done with Kinect.
Unless or they're going to do it like Sony, where the VR uses the camera.
But there were also some deals that are now no longer available. They were offering Xbox One console plus Rise plus Sunset Overdrive, a refurbished model, for $189.
Wow.
And then Xbox One Rise of the Tomb Raider 1 terabyte bundle was $220.
Also, wow.
These are some damn good prices.
Wow. It's like a miracle or something.
Groupon. Oh, Jesus. Hold on. I don't have it queued up. Are you
ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be.
So if you want an even cheaper deal right now, Groupon is offloading its certified refurbished Xbox Ones for $189.99.
I honestly don't know what would make me buy an Xbox One. There's just like no games or anything.
Oh, do you see that new Spider-Man game?
Yeah, that's PS4 though.
Oh, never mind then.
That's exclusive too.
Ooh, hold on. What about No Man's Sky? That would make
me
buy.
That's PS4.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh, I see what you're doing here.
God of War 4. That's like, what I'll get an Xbox One for.
At this E3, I really didn't feel like Microsoft showed off any games that I was like, that's fucking cool.
Crash Bandicoot.
maybe that robot platform one, but Cuphead. That was about it.
Cuphead is actually an Xbox One game.
Theirs was a little more focused on the Scorpio and Slim.
That's like the only big thing I felt like.
But don't worry, I got some games for you. Oh, right? Yeah. Gears of War, like all of them.
I can get that on PC now. See, well, with the whole crossplay thing, that totally eliminates any need for me to ever like want an Xbox for any exclusive now, since now they're like going forward, everything's crossplay.
Days Gone.
The Master Chief Collection.
Was that the zombie one they didn't show up? Or they showed like little of?
They showed a bunch of it actually.
That game comes out in like 2 years. I didn't realize it was that far away.
Days Gone?
Yeah. It's like 2018 or the end of 2017.
That's true. We're gonna look
so if all their games are going to be PC, basically exclusives are the only reason you'd need anything else.
But even the exclusive Gears of War 4 launches on
PC. But I'm talking about on PS4.
Oh.
Because of all those if those games are coming out on PS4 and Xbox 360.
Yeah, that's very true. So yeah, Sony's exclusives.
Yeah. So
but God of War is enough.
In a way, they might be hampering themselves. Well, they are hampering themselves, I think, in a way, yeah. Because
there's going to be a lot.
No one's really going to need their console. There's got to be something going on. There's going to be a reason.
Maybe that's why they showed off the Scorpio.
Yeah, there's
going to
be a reason people want to buy that console.
They're like, hey, look what we're doing for the future, guys.
But in the same vein, games that come out for both consoles, they can be like, well, I don't need to buy either now. Yeah, I can play it on PC because chances are you probably have a PC already.
Yeah, especially if you're doing that. But yeah, like the exclusives on the 4 are like the only thing. Like God of War and that
fucking Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Oh my God. Yeah, Dad of War. Did you see that? Or I read an article that the God of War or Dad of War, a lot of influence comes from a canceled Star Wars show. Like, that the game director was, like, helping writing or something.
I did hear something about that now that you say that.
Yeah, so, like, God of War, the new ones are influenced heavily by Star Wars.
Interesting.
Yeah. Everything in my life is heavily influenced by Star Wars.
Yeah, I call Camilla Leia all the time.
I thoroughly believe that I'll never be as good as my grandfather.
There is another version of Civilization set to land next year.
Is it like one of the Beyond Earth like offshoot ones?
It's kind of an offshoot.
The only one that matters.
It's a version of Civ 5. It's an educational version coming to classrooms. Wow. Civilization EDU.
Huh.
That's very good.
Yeah, the modified game, said to boast a new engine to capture progress, will bring the opportunity to think critically and create historical events, consider and evaluate geographical ramifications of their economic and technological decisions, and engage in systems thinking and experiment with the casual correlative relationships between military, technology, political, and socioeconomic development.
You know what? That's actually pretty cool, especially on an education side of things.
I totally agree.
You know, playing Civ games, like, I have learned a fuck ton. So bringing Civ to the classroom is not, like, a stretch. That is something that should happen.
I can't wait for Ghani to fuck some people up.
You think he's still going to be so aggressive in that one?
Yes.
Oh, I was taught that Gandhi was peaceful. Why is
We're teaching you the true history, ladies and gentlemen.
Why is he threatening?
Oh, you know what would be really interesting? I don't know exactly how Civ works, but if you could, like grade somebody on how accurately they can make a culture perform the exact way the culture performed in real life.
Oh, so like follow the timeline?
Follow the timeline. Historical timeline. How closely can you follow the timeline and make important events happen?
That's pretty cool.
All right, guys. That's all we have for gaming news. Let me move on here to technology news. Are you
ready for a miracle? Ready as I can be.
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
The hype machine is overloaded and our wallets are empty. I'm giving her all she's got, Captain. She can't take anymore. This is technology news.
You guys still scared of Zika?
Incredibly.
No. Man, you upset?
I had next name Zika.
Andy, you got a wife. You better keep her away from the Zika, or else your future kid is going to have a small head.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
You keep your wife away from my ex.
They may also have serious joint problems, seizures, vision impairment, and developmental delays.
Damn it. There's always something new to get you.
Yeah, there is an attack on the uterus right now. It was either the WHO or the CDC recommended that women of
Who? Like the band?
Yeah. Yeah. Or maybe the World Health Organization.
Oh, okay. What's that? I was like, huh.
So they recommended that women of childbearing age not drink alcohol at all unless they're on birth control.
Wow.
Because they said any amount of alcohol, even before you know you're pregnant, can permanently fuck up the kid.
So if you're already drinking, just head through. Keep on going.
So that's interesting.
That's very interesting.
Tech giants quietly automating process to remove extremist content from sites.
Okay.
Isn't Extremis the bad guy from Iron Man 3?
Oh, the Extremis. No, it's like the thing that was making him powerful.
Yeah.
No, the bad guy was the Mandarin.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
That angered me so much in that fucking movie that the Mandarin.
I fucking hated Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, the Mandarin was... That was a bait and switch.
Yeah.
And we didn't really get Tony Stark as Iron Man. We just got Tony Stark. Like, I get the PTSD from the incident in the Avengers. Because that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. I loved it.
But that was the whole movie. He's just out of the suit. Like,
and they didn't do anything with it during the end.
Yeah.
Like, whenever, spoilers for Iron Man 3, that shitty movie you shouldn't even watch. Pepper's fall, or Pipe, Pepper? Pepper Potts. Pepper Potts. I was going to call him Piper.
Pepper Potts.
Pepper Piper Potts is falling.
Peter Pepper Piper
Tony Stark should have had a flashback to him falling and been like, oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah, no, man. So anyway, they're working on a program called the Counter-Extremism Project that could use identification to a whole nother level. This software, which recognizes unique digital fingerprints, has been used to counter child porn, was expanded upon to include video and audio files that could be uploaded by extremist groups. So, you know.
This sounds a little like that...
Your ISIS-ies and...
That system from...
multiple ISIS?
Yeah.
From the second Captain America, where it'll, like, tell you if you're a good or bad person and then eliminate you.
Huh.
This just sounds like the very beginning of that.
So this is...
Fiction
the goal.
Reality.
The goal for this is to remove extremist content from sites. So that's why, for some reason, you've never seen Andy post, F of 8 is a good game.
He actually just made this whole news story up just to come back for you. Deep somewhere in his psyche, he was like, extremist sounds like a scary thing. Let's name it that.
Yeah. The Hubble Space Telescope will continue to fly until 2021.
That's exciting.
Damn, that thing has been up there for fucking ever.
Mm-hmm. They added 5 years. It says NASA added 5 years onto the Hubble's contract. Hubble has a contract?
Did it sign it?
Does he have an agent?
Yeah. So there's actually one guy up there?
Yeah.
Is he like Clint Eastwood and only does verbal contracts?
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. 20 years later, he's just up there.
Fuck, God damn it. I want a fucking cheeseburger.
So, adding 5 years to this will be a cost of $200 million. The add-on brings the total project cost... Who touched my fucking foot?
I didn't mean to. I was just stretching my legs.
The total project cost over its whole lifetime to $2
billion. $2
billion. You know, in the scheme of things, that doesn't seem like a lot for a NASA project.
What did we get out of the Hubble?
Lots of good pictures.
Did we fight off any aliens? Did we prove aliens exist?
No, but it's been able to see.
You know how many cheeseburgers I could have for that $2 billion?
Are you going to get cheeseburgers after this?
I don't know. I kind of want to. Something's telling me I want it.
Now, the James Webb Space Telescope, which is 3 times Hubble size and power, is set to launch in 2018. That means Hubble and Webb will both be beaming back photos for an overlapping period of at least 3 years, perhaps longer if Hubble gets another extension in 5 years.
Yeah, what do they... Do they just let it go once they're done with it, or do they bring it back down?
That is an amazing question. Yeah. I would think something that big, you might want to bring it back.
Yeah.
Because you could probably recycle some of that shit, too.
I guess, but when you bring it back, it's a satellite, so are you able... Like, you got to crash land it.
You're going to have to ocean that shit.
Yeah. Huh. Just bring it back down into the concrete.
Hungry scientist will soon eat a vegetable grown from Martian soil. For 2 years, researchers have been farming a series of crops in Martian and lunar soils. Now a vegetable from the garden is finally about to get its first taste test.
Oh, that's awesome.
It will be a radish.
That's still awesome that they were able to grow that.
The radish wasn't actually grown on Mars or the moon. Researchers in the Netherlands, word I can't pronounce, university, have grown a series of 10 crops in lunar and Martian soils. Oh, simulated soils. Slightly less cool, but I get it. I get it.
I mean, they basically probably make the soil from what they get from the lunar.
Mars rover. You can get the, like, the lunar and Mars rovers were able to beam back the compilation of the soil. Yeah. They were able to beam back the recipe of the soil, if you will.
So, I mean, it's technically like Mars soil. I mean, they have the recipe for it, so why couldn't they make it?
Oh, they actually have a diagram of what kind of what goes into this soil that's different than ours. Unfortunately, it's not in English. So
damn.
I would love to tell you what it means.
It's in moonspeak. It's Mars's native language.
Have you seen what happens if you go to Wikipedia and search moonspeak?
No.
Someone go do that. Andy, go do it. Well, actually, first, let me see if it's still up. Because if it's not, then I'll just tell you. Okay, yeah, it's still up. Going up.
Oh, the anticipation. Yeah. I'm trying to look through the...
While you do that. Are you
ready for a miracle? As ready as I can be.
I need to play it longer, so you can't say that.
No, absolutely not.
You almost there, Andy? Moonspeak?
It gave me Japanese language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the joke. Japanese is moonspeak.
I appreciated it, and that's where I wanted the joke to go, but that's okay. Haha, Matt. Aren't you glad to have your birthday yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. But two days ago.
Yeah. I went to Panda House for lunch on my birthday.
It was good. I went...
Panda House is so good.
Uh-huh.
I went to Buffalo Wild Wings... My birthday.
Did you go to... Was that Texas Roadhouse you were at? I saw that video.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, you looked thrilled.
Super thrilled. It was whatever.
Was it?
It was whatever.
You know what? A lot of fireworks stands have popped up. Have you seen those?
Yesterday or 2 days ago was the official, like, you can start selling day.
I think yesterday was the official day. Because I drove around Friday, and I don't remember seeing it. Because there's one at the Baggins, the old, where Bag and Save used to be, right down there. And I swear I drove by that on Friday, and it wasn't there. But I drove by Saturday morning, and it was definitely there.
This might be my communist side poking out, but I don't like fireworks.
You know, fireworks bug me too, outside of like, from like July 2nd to 5th, I'm cool with people lighting off fireworks. But like last night, there were fireworks going off in this neighborhood till like 1 a.m. And I'm like, yeah. Fucking stop.
Yeah. I just like, I don't care if you do fireworks, but I don't find it enjoyable to like sit out on my lawn and get eat up by mosquitoes and like
watch fireworks.
It does nothing for me. I'm completely soft, as flaccid as possible. Like I'd much rather go inside and like give my dick 1,000 paper cuts with the 7 of diamonds.
Is this specifically the 7 of diamonds?
I don't want to talk about my last 4th of July. But yeah, things got real.
What happened your last 4th of July? I remember there was a 4th of July at Andy's house where Andy shoved a bunch of fireworks into a bottle and lit it.
I do that every year. I just shove whatever I can get.
Like razor blades?
Yeah.
And
and nails?
Loose screws that you don't know where they went, but
usually
nothing's falling apart yet.
Enemies are usually in there.
Yeah? Army guys, so we can recreate Saving Private Ryan.
That was also the year that I took Tom's bottle rockets away from him.
Oh, yeah, because he was doing that really fucking stupid thing.
So, first of all, I didn't, like, the plan wasn't really to take the bottle rockets from him. Like, I took them from him thinking he would just be like, okay, I'll go somewhere else. But he didn't. He was just like, oh, okay. So I basically just ended up confiscating his bottle rockets.
How dare you?
Because wasn't he,
Here's what was happening is a bunch of us were sitting in chairs and he was lighting bottle rockets and throwing them. But the way he was doing it was he would light the bottle rocket and then reach back behind
him.
That's
what it was.
So he could come back and throw it in the air. Well, when he reached back behind him, the bottle rocket was pointed at the people right behind him. I'm like, don't point a lit bottle rocket at us.
I thought he was doing the thing where I've seen people where they'll take the bottle rocket off the stick, light it, and just toss it.
Ah, jeez.
So it can go anywhere.
Yeah.
I saw two guys have bottle rockets, and they had a blowtorch, and they taped them to like a cylinder,
mm-hmm.
and they put their arms in the cylinders and just fire them at each other.
One time... John and I went over to this massive field where they were building houses before they even started building houses. And we had artillery shell fucking battles. We would light them and lob them at each other like grenades.
Our fucking artillery shells? Jesus Christ.
We were smart.
Is that what we call you, Nine-Fingered Andy? Yeah. You lost your dick and your thumb that day.
Like a year or two later, someone brought it up, and like in me, I was like, "Oh man, that was really fucking dumb of us."
I think it was like 2 or 3 years. 3 years ago, I drove myself to Missouri to get fireworks.
Was it a letdown for you? Because we went to Missouri to get some fireworks, and we were like, "Wow, we could get this at home."
Now you can get most of the stuff. Yeah. Here you can't get bottle rockets.
Yeah, but
and there's a couple other things you can only get
the
in Missouri.
Big bottle rockets, the fatties, mm-hmm. but that's about it.
Yeah, but the thing about Missouri though is they have like, if you go to one place, you can find probably just about everything. Mm-hmm. Like, because here there's no like, Missouri has like warehouses that like operate year round. Yeah, so there's a lot of shit there, and there's some shit you can't find and. I still thought it was fun. I didn't think it was a letdown, but if you don't want to go to Missouri, it's not going to ruin your 4th.
Yeah, the only thing I got out of my travel down there was the big bottle rockets. That was it. That's the only thing that I was like, oh, I could get this at home. So
yeah. All right, guys, let's get into news here, because if we get to an hour, whatever Tam says will kick in. What was that? If you're talking to a mic for an hour, you like dicks?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. from all around the world. Oh,
great Odin's Raven.
And Florida.
It's so damn hot.
This is news.
As ready as I can be.
All right. In Louisiana, a shedding snake got lost inside its own skin for 3 hours.
I would watch that behind some very thick panes of glass, but...
It shed its skin basically in the shape of a steering wheel. It was going through and couldn't get out.
That's so fucking funny.
I bet it was pissed. Should we help it? No, it's fucking mad.
So the Cavaliers last week won the NBA championship.
That's LeBron's, right?
Yeah, that's... All right, okay. Yes, that is the Fighting LeBron's.
That's LeBron's team, right?
There is a video on Cleveland.com. It's a Twitter video. You can also find it by Barstool Sports on Twitter. So this is a parade. So there's police on horseback. And horses, obviously, shit in the street.
Right.
There was a Cavs fan so excited that the Cavs won, he literally ate shit.
No! Like Darth Vader at the end of episode 3.
No!
I don't understand people when their team wins a championship.
Dude, I can't believe how sometimes they like level a fucking city
they
block.
Will destroy their city after their team wins a championship. It's what the fuck are you doing?
That's what I'm gonna be like after Evo. Mango Nation, let's go.
Damn, you're just outside pushing a car.
Just, yeah! Just by
the
myself.
Only one.
Mega!
I forgot Evo's going on.
It's going to be soon.
Yeah. I'll see if the Twitch will stream. I bet Twitch will stream it.
Yeah, of course. Right, cool. Of course. That's so foolish of you, Andy.
Well, I didn't know if Evo had gone, like, completely legit and gone to, like, ESPN 6 or something yet. That's just the rest of the podcast. And that'll do for you.
Yeah, I don't. I've got literally one story left. I don't know if I should even do it.
Blast the headline out now.
Murder suspect eludes arrest by ditching prosthetic leg with GPS tracker.
Clever.
All right. The gist of the story is this guy's a gun suspect. He had a GPS tracker on his leg. They accidentally put it on his prosthetic leg. He was wanted as a murder suspect. He had an alibi. His GPS tracker hadn't moved. Well, turns out he switched legs and left the house.
That's so fucking funny.
Who, when they're putting that on, goes, "Oh, that kind of doesn't look like a real leg."
Yeah, that's weird. Your skin looks plastic.
Yeah. No, click. All right.
It needs to be rubber to make kickballs.
we've lost it.
Okay.
It's the downhill. The dick sucking's kicking in. We've been doing this more than... I'm going to go home and drink.
Andy, it's not even noon.
It's noon somewhere.
That's still not.
It's somewhere.
Okay, all right.
It's like the sound you make when you sniff a fart, and then you're just like, "Oh, this was a bad choice."
So that'll do it for this episode of Three Hit Combo Podcast. You can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc. Search for us on YouTube, 3-Hit Combo Podcast. Email us, 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com. So for Tam and Andy, this is Matt, signing out.